goes all the way back from Hollywood to Hillbilly, from liberals to libelous, from Bongo to Birchite or Born Again. Civil rights, women's rights, gay rights, it's all wrong. Call in the cavalry to disrupt this perception of freedom gone wild. God damn it, first one wants freedom, then the whole damn world wants freedom. Nostalgia, that's what we want. The good old days, when we gave them hell. When the buck stopped somewhere and you could still buy something with it. To a time when movies was in black and white, and so was everything else. Even if we go back to the campaign trail, before Six Gun Ron shot off his face and developed hoof and mouth. Before the free press went down before full court press and were reluctant to view the menu because they knew the only thing available was Crow. Lon Chaney, our man of a thousand faces. No match for Ron. Doug Henning does the makeup. Special effects from Grecian Formula 16 and Crazy Glue. Transportation furnished by the David Rockefeller Remote Control Company. Their slogan is, why wait for 1984? You can panic now and avoid the rush. So much for the good news. As Wall Street goes, so goes the nation. And here's a look at the closing numbers. Racism is up. Human rights are down. Peace is shaky. War items are hot. The House claims all ties. Jobs are down. Money is scarce. And common sense is at an all-time low in heavy trading. Movies were looking better than ever. And now no one is looking because we're starring in a big movie. And we would rather had John Wayne. We would rather had. You don't need to be in love. You ain't never really got to worry. And you don't need to check on how you feel. Just keep repeating that none of this is real. And if you're sensing that something's wrong, well, just remember that it won't be too long before the director cuts the scene. Yeah.
This ain't really life, ain't really life, ain't really nothing but a movie. This ain't really life, ain't really life, ain't really nothing but a movie. This ain't really life, ain't really life, ain't really nothing but a movie. This ain't really life, ain't really life, ain't really nothing but a movie.
Yeah, it's Gil Scott-Heron from the record, one of the records that I bought on Record Store Day. It is.
Let me get it.
It is Gil Scott-Heron, Reflections. Oh, man, there's Big Doings next door. Big Doings. Sounds like a Hammond B3, like a real one. Yeah, it could be a, yeah. Might have to stop over there. Yeah, we're what? Sean, you're steering. It's like, oh yeah. Oh hell yes. Gil Scott-Heron. This is Bughouse Square. This is Radio Valencia. If you come to the website, we're always begging for dough. Because we're always broke. We're like a good you know I think it's more as like hobos than beggars. You know, we're providing a service, but we're always living kind of hand to mouth. So if you're known to give, it's so easy these days to drain your credit fund. But and also we've got some open slots for DJs, so check that out. And then most of all, check out the programming that Radio Valencia provides. And there's so much, it's like soup to nuts on there. I believe that the whole society could find at least one show that they could relate to that comes out of Radio Valencia. So check it out. Tuesday, you know, I got kind of a thing for Tuesdays. LP Lounge is good. They're all good. You know what? I'm trying to be as diplomatic as I can. I like LP Lounge. I like Disaster Sounds. Out of Limits is a good show. Drop the Charges. Look for that. That's on Friday. Hag Riot, Happy Hour. She's good. She's hip to rock and roll. There's a lot. I mean, yeah. Again, yeah. Gotta check it out. I can't. There's so many. I don't know. Let me talk about these records before I forget. So, yeah, with Gil Scott-Heron, B-Movie. So applicable. Hold on. Let me grab a bit of a stack here from the Love is a Drag record. Got to be one of my favorite flea market finds. Love is a Drag for adult listeners only. Sultry stylings by a most unusual vocalist. Yeah. Love is a Drag. And we did, of course we did, Can't Help Loving That Man. Two Live Crew, flea market find. I was, like I said, it was a very prosperous weekend for me. Two Live Crew, who's doing who? We did the clean version. It's Who's Fucking Who is the nasty version, but I was curious to hear the clean version. I don't know. You know, it's that Catholicism thing. I don't, you know, I wanted to see if I. There you go. Son of a Broken Man. Fantastic Negrito. I think we did. Oh, shit. I hope somebody's loving you. Damn, I got to get those straight. So much to remember. That Petrol Emotion. So sorry for that speed mishap there. Usually I catch that right away. But I had the fruit box out, and I was up on it, and I was talking about Farm Aid, and I totally didn't click that was playing at the wrong speed. But it was fixed. I always try to fix my mistakes. That's what my shirt says. That Petrol Emotion from the Groove Check record, the title cut. Another flea market find. Todd Rundgren from the Hermits of Hermitville. We did All the Children Sing. And we had Laura Nero in there doing Save Our Country. Again, applicable. Let's see. I got, you know, it's just us. It's just me and you. So let's do this.
Oh, shit.
So, I should preface the song. So, I went to it was a club called Bottom of the Hill. It's like a fixture of indie rock, any like a music venue. Kind of was in a somewhat industrial area of town for, you know, and it's been 30 years, but over those 35 years, maybe, it's been open. Like everywhere in San Francisco, shit's been built up around it, and people are like, that music is loud. It was after 10 o'clock, you know, and there's a lot of pressure on them, and they kept it going. There's more building, and I don't know the circumstance, but hey, man, 35 years, it was solid. So we're like, yeah, we got to go, you know, at least one last time. So we went and saw this record that I got queued up. It's Boot Juice. Yeah, Boot As in, like, I've got water in my boot and boot juice. And this is from the Keeping Out of the Ground record. They were so good. It was like, I don't know, it's like Dan Hicks and the Hot Licks mixed with Monster Magnet. It was just such a weird thing. But they had an awesome stage presence. They've obviously been playing like gig after gig. They were like soulful. They had a horn section that was just badass. These two women, tenor sax and trumpet, and they were just solid, just blowing like high and hard, and just fucking great. It was just a great show. It was a great show. So with that said, let's play this. This is, song is called A Hard Time for Hard Times. Dig, here it comes. It comes in slow.
Started down the road, going out in this world. Take your life, that bad man, oh cruel Stanley. Spy, with the line is lying down on the floor, that bad man, oh cruel Stanley. Gentlemen's off the jury, what you think of that? Stanley killed the line by the $5 studs on hand, that bad man. Oh, cruel Stanley. Standing on the gallows, head way up high. At 12 o'clock they killed him, is all glad to see him die. That bad man, oh, cruel. Brewer's Dangley. Hiked away across USA. Plucked her eyebrows on the way. Shaved her legs and then he was a she. She says, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. Said, hey honey, take a walk on the wild side. Candy came from out on the island. In the back room she was everybody's darling. But she never lost her head. Even when she was given head, she says, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. Said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. And the colored girls go doo 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 doo. Once gave it away. Everybody had to pay and pay. A hustle here and a hustle there. New York City is the place where they said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey Joe, take a walk on the wild side. Sugar Plum Fairy came and hit the streets, looking for soul food and a place to eat. Went to the Apollo, you should have seen him go, go, go. They said, hey sugar, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. Alright. Is just speeding away. Thought she was Jim Dean for a day. Then I guess she had to crash. Valium would have helped that passion. Said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey honey, take a walk on the wild side. And the colored girls say, doot 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 doot. Do 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 do.
Take your silver spoon. Take
Oh, man, that's Yoko Ono and John Lennon, Angela Davis song. She's still fucking out there, man, and just, God, just brilliant. You know, I'm listening to KPFA now, and, you know, I get my Democracy Now. Now, damn it. In the morning, and I hear her on there frequently, and yeah. Let me talk about these records. That was at Sometime in New York City is the record, and Angela was the tune. That's John Lennon, Yoko Ono, and the Plastic Ono Band. Let's see, we had Fleetwood Mac. I was, you know, as I mentioned before, that last Saturday was Record Store Day. I didn't realize there was such a thing, but I went into my local record store and I said, I understand that it's Record Store Day today. And he's like, yes, it is. And I'm like, what does that mean to me? And he's like, well, we have records that they only release once, maybe. They're like limited printings and that sort of thing. And yeah, and I didn't get any of those. But it was my point being that as I was coming out, there was a young white man, clean and well groomed, with clutching a brand new copy of Fleetwood Mac Rumors, and he was ready to pony up his $30 to take a copy home. And I was like, man, that is, it's on one hand, it's just like, ooh, wow. But on the other hand, it's like, yeah, you know what? You got expendable income. You know, I'm sure you're working hard in your own way, whatever. We're all like raging our own battles, right? But you got Fleetwood Mac Rumors, a fresh copy. And we did Goldust Woman. Lou Reed from the Transformer record, just another fantastic. We did the big hit, Walk on the Wild Side. God, I think that's the first time I played that song, but that's a good one. Gil Scott-Heron from the Reflections. We did, we already talked about that B-movie. That got out of order here. I don't write anything down. I'm just kind of flipping through these records. Mississippi John Hurt. We did Stack of Lee Blues, and then we stopped with Boot Juice we had in there to start that one off. That was different. That was a different Boot Juice than I remember seeing them at the bottom of the hill. That was one of their older records. They're way greasier now. I prefer the grease.
A soldier once, but he won't tell you any tales. He lives in the place out back, no one sends him any mail. A private driven man, he has no parts to spare. He'll try to catch his eye as he goes down the stairs. In the basement he makes furniture while he's talking to himself. And when he talks to the furniture, we send for help. He lets his secrets go. Mallet and some pegs. A chair that has one arm or a table with no legs. He never speaks to me. Shut me out, but I wish he'd let me in. If you were a friend of mine, you might help me to know all the places that he's been and not where I can go. Mason was a soldier once, now he just takes medicine. Leaves him speechless, leaves me wondering about his shining path, pictures on his shelf.
about you. My friends outgrew the follow through, so I packed and moved for life with warning signs and a love I won't compromise. Yeah.
get.
With Varicose Bank, she
Fishman Bugging Out Square. Thanks for doing what you got to do to do. Be as decent as you can and help someone who's struggling with that sort of thing. We'll talk to you next week. Maybe. You can always stop by.
0 hour, 9 a.m. And I'm gonna be high as a kite by then.
We had some Donovan in there, of course, Hurdy-Gurdy Man, Ziggy, David Bowie. We did Starman. We had Cotillion in there doing Fang from the, and then Balancing Act in there. Sorry, Elton, for treading upon your work. But here we go.
I think it's